He was there beside me. You could hang glide from the cliff.
No, I said. We'd be harnessed together.
I thought of his body pressed against mine. Anger seized me, and guilt.
I'm perfectly happy with the way things are.
I strode up the beach towards the dogs. They were digging holes and sniffing the rubbish.
You need adventure, he called after me.
At home, I shut myself in the study for as long as I dared and cried bitter, futile tears. I thought about the next evening, barely speaking until you asked what was wrong. I pleaded some minor ailment, and, thoughtful and kind, you left me alone.
He was waiting on the slipway. I let the dogs off their leads, and they fawned around him before running into the surf.
You can have what you desire, he said, and led me to the cave beneath the cliff where I betrayed you, Lars, without a second thought. Afterwards, he and I walked along the beach.
We can hunt with lions, he said, and we crept through the savannah, the beast's soft breath susurrating through the sun-bleached grass. Or look into a volcano, the molten, fire-veined mass seethed in the crater.